Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Psachim Samach Tes. We are three lines from the bottom of Samach Chesamad Beis, beginning with Amar Rav Ashi Ulamai Deka Amar. Rabbi Lezer tells us in the Mishnah, not only does the Shechita of the Karban Pesach justify overriding of Shabbos, the Shechita Zeche Shabbos, likewise, the Machshirei Mitzvah Zeche Shabbos, any mitzvah which in itself is Zeche Shabbos, whether it's Karban Pesach or Mila, as discussed in the Mishnah back in Shabbos, just as these things are Zeche Shabbos, their accessories, their preparations are also Zeche Shabbos, even though you could have done them before Shabbos. Rabbi Shua disagrees. He says, what you need to do on Shabbos is Zeche Shabbos, but something which was avoidable does not justify Chilul Shabbos. Rav Lezer says, well, if Shechita, which is a Malacha, is Deicha Shabbos, certainly the Isuri, the Rabbanon, the Shvus, are Deicha Shabbos, even though you could have done it before Shabbos, for instance, transporting the animal through the Shusarab and bringing it from outside the Tchum. Rabbi Shua responded, well, look, Ahan Yom Tov, you have a Malacha, which is Deicha Yom Tov, you could cook, you can bake, but you can't do things which are asur midrabbanan, which could have been done before Yom Tov. So you see that not necessarily just because you can do the malacha, does that also allow you to do the accessories, the hachanais, even though they're only asur midrabbanan? Says Rabbi Lezer, how can you compare Yom Tov, which is only a rishus, it's a non-mitzvah activity, and therefore it's asur there, but Pesach, which is a mitzvah min ha-Torah, just as the mitzvah itself, the hakrov itself is Deicha Shabbos, likewise the machshirei mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, three lines from the bottom, Amar Rav Ashi l'may deka, Amar Rav Lezer nami, Yom Tov rishus. According to this response, Rav Lezer responded, you can't compare Yom Tov, which is a non-mitzvah activity, Simchas Yom Tov, according to Rav Lezer, isn't necessarily mandated min ha-Torah. Therefore, over there we can understand that the Isur Shvus is not allowed to be done on Yom Tov, as opposed to Pesach, which is a mitzvah min ha-Torah. So according to Rav Lezer's response, we can actually take that distinction between Yom Tov, which is merely a Rishus, and the Karban Pesach, which is a mitzvah, that distinction could actually be used to disprove Rav Lezer himself. We can use that distinction, that very chiluk, to form a basis for a Kal Vachomer, which will challenge and disprove Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds that something which is Sadur Rabbanan that could have been done before Shabbos, still you can do it on Shabbos to help out in the Akrobas Korban Pesach. That's Rabbi Lezer's opinion. We can disprove that, we can challenge that using a Kal Vachomer, which is based on the very distinction that Rabbi Lezer presented. How is that? Says the Gemara, Islay Pirch. We're going to challenge Rabbi Lezer using his distinction. Uma Yom Tov Shehiter Bei Malacha Shel Rishus. Because since we find that Yom Tov, which seems to be more Kal, it's less severe. Since we find that even a Malacha Shel Rishus is mutter, you can cook and bake, even though it's a non-mitzvah activity, contra blazer. Still, even though you have that, even though you have that heter, Shehiter by Malacha Shel Rishus, still, Lehiter Shvus She'ima, the accompanying Shvus was not mutter, bringing the animal from outside the Tchum, and Yom Tov is not mutter, despite the fact that Yom Tov seems to have a leniency. You can do even a malacha of a rishus, a non-mitzvah malacha, still you can't do the shvus, which could have been done before Yom Tov. Certainly, Shabbos, shelo yitur ba'al malacha shel mitzvah. Of course, Shabbos, where you only find that the Torah was mater malacha shel mitzvah, the shechita, the Karban Pesach, etc., you can't do a non-mitzvah malacha on Shabbos. So certainly Shabbos, which seems to stand higher than Yom Tov, you can only do a Malacha Shel Mitzvah. Of course, Ein Edin Shloi Tater Shvus She'ima. Of course, there's no allowance to execute the Shavuos together with the Malacha Shel Mitzvah, speaking about a Shavuos that could have been done beforehand. So it turns out that Rabbi Lezer's distinction between Korban Pesach on Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, and the Simchas Yontif, which is merely Rishus, that very chilek can be used, so to speak, against him as a basis for a Kal Vachomer to disprove and challenge Rabbi Lezer's Shita. Rabbi Lezer allows the Shavuos to be done on Shabbos, even though you could have done it before Shabbos. No! If you can't do it on Yom Tov, despite the fact that Yom Tov seems to be less severe, less chomer than Shabbos, because look, you can even do a Malach HaShul Rishus on Yom Tov. Still, you can't do the Shavuos, which was avoidable. Of course, Shabbos, which is more chomer, which stands higher than Yom Tov, would not allow the Shavuos to be done if it was avoidable. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer. Sounds Rabbi Eliezer going to respond to that. Doesn't this disprove his very shita? Shavuos the mitzvah adavlei. He holds it's not a proper Kal Vachomer. Why? Because although on Yom Tov you find that a Shavuos is not allowed. Yeah, because that's a Shavuos of a non-mitzvah. It's a Rishus. But when it comes to our case, we're trying to bring a Korban Pesach and also do some Hachonis, the Machshirei Korban Pesach. So although they're Shavuos Rabbanan, which could have been done beforehand, still the Chachamim did not restrict it, did not apply an Isser, because at the end of the day, it's part and parcel of the mitzvah. It's preparing the mitzvah. It's a Shavuos the mitzvah. And just as the mitzvah itself is Deicha Shabbos, likewise, any accompanying activities Deicha Shabbos as well. Tanya will enter Nebraisa, which will describe another version of the debate between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. Oh, Rabbi Lezer, umali imdocha mashir mitzvah shelachas shchitas haShabbos. Look, we have a Kal Vachomer. Imdocha mashir mitzvah shelachas shchitas haShabbos. If we find that even the mashir mitzvah, the accessories of the mitzvah, we're speaking about the Korban Pesach, which are taking place after the shchita, Rashi says, it's referring to Michoy Krovav, described yesterday, the puncturing of the intestines, which are done, even though it's a Shavuos, and even though the carbon was already Nishchat and Nizrak, it's not necessary for the carbon, it's simply coming to protect the content of the Basar, it's for Tzorech Achila. So it's already after the Shechita. It is Deicha Shabbos. This Avad Le Mitzvah, even though the mitzvah is already done, still you can do that Shavuos. Lo yitchu machshir mitzvah shelifnei shchitas haShabbos. Shall we not say, based on that the machshir mitzvah, which are meant to precede and prepare the shchita, transporting the animal from outside the tchum, etc., should they not also be deicha Shabbos? Of course, they should be. Amar Rabbi Akiva, no, you can't compare. Demali imdochu machshir mitzvah shelachas shchitas haShabbos. We can explain very well why the machshir mitzvah, which are following the shchita, are deicha Shabbos. You know why? Shari dochsu shchitas haShabbos, because the shchita was already deicha Shabbos. That Shabbos was already, so to speak, pushed away and overridden through the shchita. So yeah, anything that follows as part of the process is mutter as well. But you can't compare it to something which is in advance of the shchita. Toimar, shall you say? Shall you apply the same halacha and say yitchu machshir mitzvah shelefnei shchitas haShabbos? Shall we say that the machshir mitzvah which precede the shchita, transporting the animal from outside the tchum, etc., which are before the actual shchita, shall we say there as well it should be deichas Shabbos? Toimar yitchu machshir mitzvah shelefnei shchitas haShabbos. Shelo idochsa shchitas haShabbos. Where in that case the shchita has not yet overridden the Shabbos. You can't compare one to the other. So the day has been overridden, fine, so you continue the process. But here we're speaking about doing things before the Shechita. Another argument that Rekivir presents to Rabbi Lezer. We can't allow him to be Deicha Shabbos by doing things before the Shechita. Shema Yimtza Zevach Pasol. What's the basis? What is your right for doing these things before the Shechita? Because it's preparing for the Hakrova. But you know what might happen? Shema Yimtza Zevach Pasol. It might turn out that the karma will be pasal, the shchita will become pasal. V'nimtza mechal es haShabbos la'afreya. It will turn out that retroactively he was mechal haShabbos for naught. So we cannot allow these activities to be performed before the Shechita. If that's the case, if you're concerned about the carbon becoming pasul, then mishchat naminu l'nishchat. We shouldn't even allow the Shechita as well. Shem yimtza zerach pasul, perhaps the carbon become pasul. V'nimtza mechal es ha-shabos l'mafreya. And it will turn out that his Shechita, his malacha, was a yisr Shabbos. So apparently, we don't have to be concerned about that possibility. Ella ha amar liberation. Indeed, Rabbi Kiva presented this argument first. We can't allow a Shavuos to be the Shabbos preceding, in advance of the Shechita, perhaps the Shechita and the Hakrova become pasul. So that's what he presented first. Uparche. And then Rabbi Lezer responded and refuted that. Well, you can't be concerned about that possibility. So then he proceeded to the next argument. V'hadur amale. And then he told him, hach, the other argument, the malim dachu. Yeah, if the machshir mitzvah after the Shechita justify Chil Shabbos, that's because the Shabbos has been overridden by the Shechita, as opposed to Machshir Mitzvah, which are preceding the Shechita, in which case you have no right to do them on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Getting back to the Mishnah of Heishiv Rabbi Akiva Om HaZot Echiach. So again, Rabbi Lezer says, anything necessary for the Hakrov of the Karban Pesach, even if it was avoidable, you could have done it before Shabbos, since it's part of the process, whether it's before the Shechita or after the Shechita, you can be Deicha Shabbos. Rekiva responded with a raya from Hazo'ah. We see that we don't allow them to be mazat, to sprinkle the afer of the paraduma for the sake of a tummy on his seventh day to enable him to eat the carbon Pesach. Although it's only a shvus rabbanon, and it's for the sake of mitzvah. So you see, not necessarily does everything justify chil Shabbos. Rashi explained because the Hazor and the person isn't really part of the Hakrova process. Rav Lezer responded, well, just the opposite. If Shechita is Zeicha Shabbos, Hazor, which is merely the Rabbanon, certainly is Zeicha Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva responded to that by saying, well, maybe just the opposite. Just as Hazor is not Zeicha Shabbos, because I know that for a fact, Shechita as well can't be Zeicha Shabbos. And Rav Lezer responded, Akiva, how can you say that? We have a pasuk that, of course, Karban Pesach Zeicha Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Tanya, Omar le Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer responded to Rav Akiva. Akiva, b'shchita shavtani. You've responded to me using shchita, and it wasn't in a way of gichoch, in a davar schoik v'gichoch. It wasn't in a serious manner. Meaning, Rav Akiva, when he responded, well, perhaps just as Hazor is not Deicha Shabbos, Shechita won't either be Deicha Shabbos. He didn't mean it seriously, because he also knew that Shechita is Deicha Shabbos. The Gemara will tell us that he was trying to give him a message, trying to point it out to him. Look, I learned from you, Rabbi Kiva learned from you, from Rabbi Lezer, that Hazor is not Deicha Shabbos. If he presented it in this manner, well, just as Shechita is not Deicha Shabbos, just as Hazor is not Deicha Shabbos, Shechita as well. And Rabbi Lezer took offense to that. It seemed like he was negating him and presenting it in this exaggerated manner. You responded to me in this disrespectful manner regarding Shechita. Your death should be b'shechita, and indeed he was killed by the Romans. So Rekiva responded, Rebbe, he's addressing Rebbe Lezer, don't be in denial. Don't deny what I'm saying. Bish as hadin, while we're involved here in this debate, meaning kach mekublani mimcha. This is what I received from you. Hazor shvusi that hazor is a yisad rabban vein adeches haShabbos. So that's what he's trying to point out to him. Of course, Rabbi Kiva knew that shchit of karban pesach is adeches haShabbos. We learned it from Pesukim. He's simply trying to make a statement. You, Rabbi Lezer, are proposing that Hazor is Deicha Shabbos. It is from you that I learned that it is not Deicha Shabbos. That's why Rabbi Kiva presented it in this exaggerated manner. Well, perhaps, just as Hazor is not Deicha Shabbos, Shechita as well, he didn't mean it seriously. He was meant to highlight and bring out the point of that Hazor is not Deicha Shabbos, which is a lesson that Rabbi Kiva learned from Rabbi Lezer himself. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Deicha Ma'achadu Agmari. If Reb Lezer was one of Torah to Reb Akiva, my Tamakah Hadabe, why is he reverting? Why was Reb Lezer Chayzer? And now held that Hazah is Deicha Shabbos. Amu'ula, Reb Lezer ki Agmarei, when Reb Lezer taught him that Hazah can't be done on Shabbos, it was in a different context. It was not with respect to Korban Pesach. Hazah the Truma Agmarei. It was with respect to being Mazadei for Pura, to allow a kohen to eat truma. And that can't be done on Shabbos. You know why? The truma gufa le'dachi Shabbos. Because the actual hafrash of truma is not le'dachi Shabbos. You can wait till Matzah Shabbos. So eating truma is not so crucial. It doesn't override Shabbos. Likewise, the hazah to be matar the kohen to enable to eat truma doesn't override Shabbos. So you're speaking about truma, not regarding Pesach. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Nami, ki oizvei, azo de truma oizvei. So Rabbi Kiva as well, when he responded to Rabbi Lezer and said that the azo is not the Shabbos, ki oizvei, azo de truma oizvei. He was challenging him from azo to enable a person to eat truma, she mitzvah, which is for the sake of mitzvah, to eat truma, v'yim ishm shvos, and despite the fact that it's only a yisad rabbanon, it is not a teicha Shabbos. So that's all he was trying to point out to him. You taught me that hazah to enable truma is not allowed on Shabbos. V'hu savar. But when Rabbi Lezer responded and said, no, hazah is teicha Shabbos, he figured that Rabbi Kiva was referencing hazah to enable a person to eat Korban Pesach. That's a different story altogether. Savar, Rukiva thought, Hazah the Pesach commisively, that he was presenting him with Hazah to enable a person to eat Korban Pesach, and that cannot be done on Shabbos, and on that Reb Lezer disagreed. Reb Lezer knew good and well that Hazah for Truma is not allowed. He was speaking about Hazah on Pesach, Hazah to allow a person to eat Korban Pesach, and that's allowed. Savar, Hazah the Pesach commisively. That explains the back and forth between Reb Lezer and Rukiva. Masiv Rava. So Rabbi asked like this. How can you say that it was a misunderstanding? Rabbi Kiva was coming from Hazor of Truma. Rabbi Lezer misunderstood, thought he was speaking about Hazor of Pesach. And really, in effect, there was no difference of opinion. They're speaking about different things. Masiv Rava. Take a look at this, Bryce. Heishiv, Rabbi Kiva Vamar. Rabbi Kiva responded to Rabbi Lezer. You say anything to enable a mitzvah's motor? He responded and said, "Va'omar hazah tmei meis. Teichiach, the hazah on a tmei meis will prove the point. Shechol shvi shaloi lias b'shabbos. Ube erev pesach. We're speaking about a tmei meis whose seventh day fell out on Shabbos, which is also erev pesach. She mitzvah, but certainly for the sake of mitzvah to enable him to eat in carbon pesach. V'mishem shvus, and it's only a esed rabban ve'ena doichas haShabbos. So we see that not everything for the sake of the mitzvah, for the sake of the pesach." Justifies Chilul Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva clearly made reference to Hazah of Pesach. He wasn't coming from Truma, he was coming from Pesach. So it's pretty clear that Rabbi Kiva learned from Rabbi Lezer that even Hazah on Pesach is not Deicha Shabbos. Ela Vaday Hazah de Pesach Agmri. So it's more, you're right. It's pretty clear that Rabbi Kiva learned from Rabbi Lezer that even Hazah, for the sake of Pesach, cannot be done on Shabbos. And that's what Rekiva was presented to Rabbi Lezer. You look, you yourself taught me this halach. If that's the case, what was the machlekes? Lechem e'achad e'agmari. If Rabbi Lezer himself taught this to Rekiva, my time could perchle. Why was Rabbi Lezer asking from this halach? Why was Rabbi Lezer suggesting that Hazah is mutar? He himself taught the Isser. My time could perchle Rabbi Lezer. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer, Gemari is accurately. Rabbi Lezer forgot this halacha. That you cannot do hazah even to allow Korban Pesach. Va'asa, Rabbi Kiva lat kuri, Gemari. And Rabbi Kiva was gently trying to remind him this halacha, this thing that he taught. V'nemeli behedya. So why didn't he tell it to him outright? So far he figured, lava orach ara. It's not appropriate to challenge him outright. And therefore, he did it in a roundabout way. Says the Gemara, but truthfully speaking, why really Can't you be mazah the efer par on a person? What's wrong with it? Vazo my time of the dachis Shabbos. What's wrong with it? Michti, let's take a look. Totuli be'amu, you're simply moving around this water. What's wrong with that? Tidchis Shabbos, shum Pesach. You can do it on Shabbos to allow the Pesach. Amar Rabba, the Chachamim applied to Isser. You know what? They were concerned. Gzeira shemitlena v'yavirena arba amas b'shus Rabbim. We find this concept by Shofar on Shabbos, by Megillah. There's a concern that this fellow might pick up the Efer Parah, carry through Shus Rabbim. V'yavirena dal damas b'shus Rabbim, which is Isser Daraisa. Therefore, the Chachamim said you cannot use the Efer Parah on Shabbos. Now, according to Rablezer, what's the concern? What's the worst thing that might happen? The character is a rabbin? What's wrong with that? The Amar Rablezer, Machshir Mitzvah, Dechon Shas Shabbos. He holds that anything to enable a mitzvah which in itself is Dechon Shabbos, like Karban Pesach, like Mila, only Machshirim, even if they involve a malacha, you can do it on Shabbos. So what's the worst thing that can happen? I'll carry the, if a parah through Shas Rabbin, so be it. Amri, they answer like this. Hani mili. This heter, to prepare for a mitzvah, that is only hecha de gavra gufe chazi. When the person is at a state that he is roy, he is enabled for the mitzvah. V'rami chayuvale. In which case, there's an obligation on him. If you have a baby awaiting a bris milah, you can go in and carry the knife through Shas Rabbim. Aval hocha de gavar gufei lechazi. But in this case, where the person is not yet roy for Korban Pesach, he's tamei. Lo yirami chiyuv alei. In this case, he has no chiyuv. You can't have a Pesach if you're tamei. So if there's no chiyuv, then there's no reason to justify Chilul Shabbos to come to his aid and benefit him. That explains why we don't allow hazah on Pesach, even to enable a person to eat the Korban Pesach. Oh, generally, according to Blazer, even a malacha is allowed, but that's only when we have somebody to do the malacha for, a person who is chayiv in that mitzvah, as opposed to a tamei on our Pesach, who as yet is not chayiv, because he's only a tamei. Oh, if he's not chayiv, he's not a candidate for Korban Pesach, in which case you cannot do a malacha for his sake. Amar Rabba, says Rabba, based on this concept, if you're not roi, you're not chayiv, and therefore if you're not chayiv, you can't do a malacha to help him. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar, a very paradoxical situation will arouse. Katan bari, if you have an infant who's healthy and is a perfect candidate for the bris milah, mechamen lechamen lavroisai, you can go and heat up some water. They used to bathe the child prior to his bris milah with hot water to galvanize him and strengthen him for the in preparation for the upcoming traumatic experience. Says Rabba, a katan bari, a healthy child, who is roy for the bris, for him you can heat up water, mechamel chamel avroise, ulamula b'shabbos, to strengthen him and enable the meal on Shabbos. Why da chazile? Because it is roi for him. Why is it roi for him? Because he's healthy. And he's roi for the bris. So go ahead and prepare water for him. According to Rabbi Elazar, you can even do preparations, which involve a malacha. Katan choyle, but a sickly child, who as yet cannot undergo the bris milah experience. He needs to be bathed. In this case, you cannot bathe. You cannot heat him up. Why? You can't heat up water to strengthen him. Ulamulai to the bris milah. Why? The halay chazile. Because it's not right for him. Why is it not right for him? Because he, at this point, is a chayla. Before you bathe him, he's not right for bris milah. If that's the case, then he's not chayiv in bris. He's only roy after you bathe him. But you're at the point of prior to bathing. At this point, he's part of a bris. If he's part of a bris, then there's no justification to cook up any water for him. Because the heta to do a malach v'machshirim is only when a person is a bar chiyuva. a katan choyl at this point is not chayiv in bris because he's not roi for bris. So it's a paradox. If you have a healthy child, you can heat up some water for him because he can undergo the bris mil experience even without, technically even without the hot water. So he's a person, he's a child who is roi for bris. If he's roi for bris, he's chayiv in bris. If he's chayiv in bris, you can do machshirim for that mitzvah. But a katan who's a chayil who needs to be bathed to enable the bris, well, you can't heat up water for him because at this point, prior to bathing, he's not roi for bris. He's not roi. He's not chayiv in bris. If he's not chayiv in bris, you can't do a malacha to enable it. Amar Rava, he says, Rava, I disagree. Vi barihu. He's really a healthy and strong child. Why would you need the hot water to strengthen him? Elam Rava apparently says, Rava, all babies are considered sickly when it comes to mila. They need to be strengthened using this bathing procedure. If that's the case, Echad katan bari, ve'echad katan chayla, whether he's a katan who is a healthy child or a sickly baby, in either case, you cannot heat up the hot water to strengthen him to do the mila. Why? Because he is not roi for bris until you bathe him. So Rava says all infants need to be bathed to enable the bris. That's the case. Prior to bathing, he's not yet chazi. He's not a roi for the bris, and therefore he's not chayiv in bris. There's no justification for cooking up water for this fellow who's not roi and not chayiv. Apparently, the only way you can do a bris on Shabbos, says Rav, is by preparing the water before Shabbos. So once you have preheated hot water, you take that hot water. On Shabbos, you bathe him. Now, you've strengthened him and prepared him for the bris meal experience, and now you can proceed to bris meal. Amai disagrees with Rabba, who says that if he's not suitable for the mitzvah, then he's not chayiv. We have a brayse. Oros shalei mol onosh karis. Divei Rabbi Lazar. An oral who didn't bother addressing his orlo, he didn't get a bris milah on Erev Pesach, and as a result could not bring the Korban Pesach. He gets cursed. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer's sheet. Now here we have a situation. V'ha'acha, the gavr gufi l'chazi, person is not roi at this point for the Korban Pesach. In his current state, he's unsuitable for Pesach. He's a aral. U'ktani anish kares. And Rabbi Eliezer himself says that he's anish kares for neglecting to address his needs and taking care of his bris milah and bringing the Korban Pesach. So what do you see? Alma. Rami chayuv alei. Apparently, even a person who in his current state is not yet roi, he has to go and take care of himself to enable himself for what he needs to do. He needs to get a bris milah to be able to bring a Korban Pesach. So getting back to Hazah, Rabbi was the one who says, you know why? You can't do Hazah, the Efer Parah, for a Tmei Meis, because he might carry it through the street. What's wrong with carrying through the street? He can do the Machshirim to enable the mitzvah. Well, that's only when a person is roi in his current state, and then he's chayiv. But a person who's Tameh is not yet roi, because technically he can't bring the Korban Pesach, so he's not chayiv. If he's not chayiv, then there's no reason to allow malacha for his sake. That's why you cannot do Hazah on Shabbos. Abai says, I just proved from a braisa, even Earl, who neglects his responsibilities, gets karis. Apparently, even though he's an Earl, and in his current state cannot conceivably be the Korban Pesach, he has to go take care of himself, get his bris milah. Apparently, even if he's not yet roi, he is chayiv. If that's the case, then why can't you do hazah for its meis to enable him to take part in the Korban Pesach? What are we concerned? He might carry through the street? So be it. You can do a malacha, Kontra Belezer, even a machshir mitzvah is derech a Shabbos to enable a mitzvah. to enable this fellow to bring his carbon Pesach. Because even though he's tummy, he's still chayiv, just as his arla is chayiv. So that takes us back to the question. Why does Rabbi Elazar agree that you can't do hazah? Amar Rabbah says Rabbi like this. The reason why, according to Rabbi Elazar, you can't do hazah, and the reason is because we're concerned about doing malacha. The reason is because he doesn't need hazah. It's not necessary. Because Savar Rabbi Elazar, I'm going to learn later on the Masech that's Machlekes, regarding a person who touched the sheretz. So it's a one-day tumah. It's Erev Pesach. He has this one-day tumah. But tonight, he can eat the Karban Pesach. The question is, can this fellow send his Karban Pesach to the Ezer? Can we be makir for Karban Pesach on his behalf? He's currently tummy. He hadn't yet gone to the mikveh. But we know that tonight he'll be tar. But Machlekes. And Rabbi Elazar holds, because Rabbi Elazar, Ein Sheikh the Mezoikin al Tamei Sheretz. A person who's a Tamei Sheretz, you can't do Shechita or Zrika on his Karban Pesach. So you cannot bring a Karban Pesach in this state. Now we also know that whenever an individual is prevented from bringing the Karban Pesach, he's a Tamei Meis, etc., a Tzibur doesn't have that restriction. We learned that earlier, that a tzibur can bring the Pesach betumah. V'kol she'ilu b'yachad nitcha. Every situation where a yachad is pushed away from the Pesach rishon, such as etzmei meis, etzmei sheretz, b'tzibur avdi betumah. The tzibur, the public, can proceed and bring the Karban Pesach even betumah. So suppose the tzibur happens to be tmei meisim on their seventh day, in which case they'll be roy tonight, or they're tamei sheretz. They don't have to bother being toivel or getting the hazah. They can bring the Karban Pesach Batumah, because that's the formula. When a yachad gets pushed away, the tzibur can do their Pesach Batumah. That's number one. Number two, you meant to know that everything that applies, every chiv, every Karban Pesach related obligation that applies to a tzibur applies to a yachad. It's all one collective chiv. Something which does not apply to the tzibur, a chiv which doesn't apply to the tzibur, doesn't apply to the yachad as well. Rashi says that the Karban Pesach was a mitzvah, a collective mitzvah, yachad l'chol Yisro. So it's one collective chiv to all. So that takes us to the next element in our equation. So the first thing was that a yachad who is a Tamei Sheretz, or likewise, if he's on the seventh, he's holding at the seventh day of his Tumas Meis, in which case tonight, at the Seder night, he's technically right to eat the Karban Pesach. He can't bring a Karban Pesach while he's Tamei, before he was Tevel, before he got the Hazad Efer Par. But since a Yochad gets pushed away, a Tzibur can proceed freely. Because that's the equation. When a Yochad gets pushed away, the Tzibur can do Betum. That's the next step. The third step is, V'chol milsad isa b'tzibur isa b'yachad. Anything, any obligation, any chiv, a Karban Pesach related, that applies to the tzibur, applies to the yachad. V'chol misa the lesser b'tzibur, lesser b'yachad. However, something which doesn't apply to the tzibur won't apply to the yachad as well. Because the yachad and the tzibur go hand in hand when it comes to Karban Pesach obligations. Explains the Gemara. If so, we can understand the difference between the din of an oral, where Rabbi Elazar tells us clearly that an Arl who neglects his chiv, who doesn't run to the mile to take care of his Arla and proceeds to the Karban Pesach, he gets karas. What's the difference between that and a Tamei Meis on a seventh day, where we say we don't allow Hazah to enable him to bring his Karban Pesach? What's the difference between one and the other? That's what we're trying to understand. Explains the Gemara based on this introduction. We can very easily understand the difference. Arelis, when it comes to Arla, the equally tzibah Arelim Nenu. Suppose the entire crowd are Arelim. Amrinan luhu kumu muhul nafshaychu. We tell them, get up, go run to the mile, do a bris milah, vavidi pischan, go proceed to Karban Pesach. So they have a chiv to do a milah. That's the case. Since this chiv applies to the rabbin, applies to the yachad as well. Yachad nami, amrinan le kumo. We tell the yachad as well, get up, do the milah, vavid pischan. And do your Pesach. Vilay mo, v'avid pischa. And if he neglects to do Mila and do his Pesach, onash karas. Then he gets karas. So just as a tzibur is chayv, the yachal is chayv. That explains the brayser Rav Leza says that an oral gets karis. However, when it comes to tuma, such as a tummy mace on a seventh day, which was the discussion earlier in the Gemara, the hazah on that tummy mace. When it comes to that, it's a different, it has a different halach. Tuma de'ikulei tzibur tmein ninu. Suppose the entire tzibur were tmein. Loi madinan alayu. They don't have to bother sprinkling the effort par on them. Oh, they have to be tuma. They can proceed and do the karm pesach b'tuma. A tzibur can bring karm pesach b'tuma. If that's the case, yachad nami potter. Yachad as well as potter. He doesn't have to bother getting the hazah to enable him to bring the karm pesach. Because only a chiv which applies to the rabbim applies to the yachad. This chiv doesn't apply to the rabbim. It doesn't apply to the yachad as well. If that's the case, then we don't allow it to be done on Shabbos. There's no reason to override Shabbos to be mazah the efer parah on the yachad. Amali Rav Huna b'Dei Rav Shua l'Rav. So you're working with a formula that only a chiv which applies to the rabbim applies to the yachad. Is that so? We have a glaring example which contradicts this formula. Very Pesach Sheni. The lesser b'tzibur v'yaseh b'yachad. Look, Pesach Sheni doesn't apply to tzibur. A tzibur can never bring Pesach Sheni. And a yachad can. Omer lei, Shani hasam. Difference there is, the omer lei tzibur b'rishon. You know why a yachad can ever bring a Pesach Sheni? It's not an independent entity from Pesach Rishon, it's based on Pesach Rishon. It's only because the Tzibur already brought the first Pesach, so the second Pesach is a supplemental process. He can go ahead and be marshaled by bringing the Pesach Sheni. But suppose we have a year where the Tzibur, for some reason, couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon. You know what? The Pesach Sheni won't be brought either. So the entire concept that a Yachad brings the Pesach Sheni is based on the fact that the Tzibur brings the Rishon. So the formula holds true. Only a chiv, which applies to a tzibur, applies to a yacht. Meisvei, bevakashma, brais. Which again is going to try to disprove this formula. This interdependency between yachad and tzibur. The brais says, yachal, lo yehi anush karis. Perhaps the anush karis is only applied. Elosh hayatar, vishaloy hayibder chachayka. To a person who neglected the Karban Pesach despite the fact that he was Tor and he wasn't far away. So if he neglects, he gets Karis. What about Oral? V'tomei Sheretz. V'shakal HaTomei. Minayin. Suppose a person was an Oral or a Tomei and neglected to bring the Karban Pesach. How do we know that he gets Karis as well? Tamad Leima. V'ish. V'ish Ashehu Tor. V'ish is coming to include even these cases. Says, well, let's analyze the price. Would come to be marbe even a tummy shirts. Midika mahader a tummy shirts. The fact that the Braisa has to endeavor, make an effort to include the tummy shirts in this context. Because apparently the Braisa is following the Shita that ein sheikh the mizerk on tummy shirts. That really a tummy shirts is precluded from the hakrav. You can't bring a carbon on his behalf. And the chiddush is, despite the fact that he really has no option at this point to bring the carbon, but he gets cursed if he doesn't follow through because he should have become tar, he should have gone to the mikveh, be tovel, and then bring the carbon. Apparently, that's the direction of the brais. Why? Because if the brais were following the sheet, that even a tmei sheretz can technically still send in his carbon, why does the brais have to go seek another source to include the Tamei Sheretz in this halacha, that he has the same karis penalty. I have a tar. He's like a tar. Just as a tar can bring his carbon, and therefore he gets karis if he fails to do so, a Tamei Sheretz as well. He can also bring his carbon. And of course, he gets karis if he fails to do so. Why do we have to find another source for a Tamei Sheretz? Apparently, it's because a Tamei Sheretz is different than a tar. He really cannot, in his current state and form, he cannot send in the carbon. And the chiddush here is that even he will get cursed because he should have looked after himself. He should have been tevel quickly and sent in his car. So what do we see? We see very clearly, Alma, we see, Afgav de Lechazi. Lechazi, even though he is not at this point in his current state Roy for the carbon. Ramya, chiyuv yolei. He has a chiyuv to look after himself, to enable himself to bring a carbon and bring the carbon. V'afgad lasei b'tzibur. He is a b'yachid. Even though this doesn't apply to the tzibur, because the tzibur, who is tummy, they just bring the carbon b'tumah. Still in all, this chiyuv applies to a yachid. So you see, the two things are not related. Even if a tzibur is pot, the yachid is chayv. Elam Rava, apparently says Rava, we have to look for another solution to our problem. Again, what are we trying to understand? We had a kasha. Why is it that when it comes to hazo'ah of the Efer Pura on a person who's a Tmei Meis on his seventh day, even Rabbi Lez agrees you cannot do that? It can't be Deicha Shabbos to enable him to have the Karban Pesach. And when it comes to an Arla, we say, well, you have to quickly remove the Arla to go bring the Karban. What's the difference? Elam Arava Kasav Rabbi Lezer Shoich the Muzarik on Tami Shevitz. He actually holds that you can process the carbon on behalf of a Tami Shevitz. Who then the same thing will apply the Tami Meis B'Shviyah Shalai. If a Tami Meis is on the seventh day, he can send in his carbon. So really, technically, this fellow can send in a carbon Pesach. He doesn't need the Hazor. Hazor Lamai. What would be the point purpose of doing the Hazor? L'Achila. To enable him to have the Achila that night. That doesn't prevent the kashrus of the carbon. That's not mi'akev. It doesn't disqualify the carbon. And therefore, there's no justification to be mechal Shabbos for Hazon. Let him send in his carbon in his current state of tumah. But certainly, if he's an Arl, and that prevents him from sending in a carbon, he has to remove the Arla to enable himself to bring the carbon. So that explains the difference between Arla and Hazor. Only Rav Ada bar Abba l'Rav im Kain. If that's the case, that he remains a Tameh, nimtza Pesach nishchat shlego eichlav. You're telling me you can process the Pesach on his behalf, even though he won't eat tonight, because he's still Tameh. You can't be shechet a Pesach for the sake of a non-eater. We learned that earlier in the Mishnah, the Gemara there, that it has to be ishlefi achlei. Point of the Pesach is to be eaten. This fellow can't eat. Amar Leisi responded, no. Shloi l'eichlov means l'choi l'lezaken, d'loi chazi. Doing the shechita for an ill person, a zaken, who physically doesn't have the ability to eat. That's called shloi l'eichlov. Aval hai, this fellow here, healthy fellow, mixa chazi, physically, technically, he can eat the carbon. Tekun hu d'loi masaken, he's not fixed up. Halachically speaking, spiritually, he's not enabled. But practically speaking, he's an Eichel. So doing the Shechit on his behalf does not constitute Shaloi L'Eichel. So conclusion, the Gemara in its final approach work with the pshat that the discussion now Mishnah about Hazor was in reference to Hazor on a Tzmei Meis on a seventh day to enable him to bring the Karm Pesach. Rabbi Akiva brought a riot from there. Look, you see that even a Issa de Rabbanan does not justify Chilul Shabbos. And you yourself, Rabbi Lezer, taught this to me. But the Gemara says he forgot, and Rabbi Akiva was gently reminding him. The Gemara asks, well, why not? Why can't you do Hazah? What's the worst thing that can happen? He'll carry it through the street. That's okay, because you're enabling a mitzvah. And just as the mitzvah is Deicha Shabbos, the preparation is Deicha Shabbos. The Gemara's final approach is, there's no need to do Hazah, because he can bring his carbon as is, even when he's a Tami Sheretz, even when he's a Tmei Meis B'Shvi. Therefore, there's no reason to do the Hazah and Bidei Cheshavs. Continues the Gemara, Klal Omer Rekiva. Rekiva concluded with a rule. No, only something which needs to be done today justifies overriding Shabbos. Omer Bidei Marav, Halach Kar Rekiva. That's how the halacha follows. But Tnan Nami Gabe Mila, Kei Gavna, we have the same discussion by Mila, Klal Omer Akiva, Kol Malacha Shefshal Aisoyis Mer Shabbos, a malacha which could have been done before Shabbos, Eina Deichas HaShabbos, does not justify Chilul Shabbos. Mila, the actual Mila itself, Shefshal Aisoyis Mer Shabbos, which could not have been done before Shabbos, Deichas HaShabbos. Omer Bidam Rav, here as well, Rabbi says the name of Rav, Halacha Rekiva. Utsricha, why the repetition? Why do we have to quote Rav in both places? That malacha follows Rabbi Akiva? Both are needed, says the Gemara. The Yashmin Gav Pesach. Because if you would only learn this by Pesach, I would say, Hasam, Hu de machshira mitzvah ledochus Shabbos. Yeah, it's by Pesach that the preparations which aren't really necessary are not deichus Shabbos. Mishum de loy nichrusu aleh shloishes brises, because we don't have the concept of 13 brises connected to Pesach. Aval mila, when it comes to mila, which has that element, de nichrusu aleh shloishes brises. We find 13 references to the word bris in the parsha of bris by Avram Avinu. So it has that added element. Perhaps over there, even something which was unavoidable, is the Cheshavas due to its higher standing. That's why he has to tell us, no, even by Mila, only something unavoidable is the Cheshavas, but not something avoidable. If he would have taught us this halacha by Mila, I would say, mitzvah. It's like a curse. It's only over there that doesn't justify, because there's no curse. The father does the Mila tomorrow instead of today, there's no curse. Aval Pesach to give a curse. However, by Pesach, if he neglects, this curse generated. Perhaps it's more severe, and even the unnecessary preparations of the Cheshavas, Sricha, that's why he has to inform us in both cases. Not only by Mila, by Pesach as well, only something unavoidable is the Cheshavas. Continues the Mishnah. We know not only is there a Karban Pesach, but together accompanying the Karban Pesach is something called the Karban Chagiga. A Masai, maybe Chagiga Imay. When does one bring a Chagiga together with the Karban Pesach? Bezman Shuba Bechor. It's very restricted and limited. It's only, number one, when the Pesach is a weekday Pesach. B'Tahara, when it's brought B'Tahara. So when the Tzibur Atomei and bring the Pesach B'Tumah, you don't bring a Chagiga. U'B'Mot. When the meat of the Karban Pesach is insufficient to provide the full needs of the Chabur. In which case, we want to add the other Karban, the Chagiga, so they can fill up on that and eat the Karban Pesach as a dessert, which adds chashivas and prominence to the Karban Pesach. However, says the Mishnah, Ubezman Shubo B'Shabbos, the Karban Pesach should be a Shabbos Karban, B'Meruba, or when the meat of the Karban Pesach is enough and sufficient to satisfy the need. Ubetuma, or when it's brought betuma, ein levini mechagiga, you don't bring a chagiga. What is a chagiga? Chagiga is a bo, menat soin, menat bakar. You can use all types of animals for the chagiga. Soin, sheep, the goat, menat bakar, the large, heavy sized animals, the livestock, menat kvasim, from sheep, menat izim, from goats, menat schar, menat kevis. So we don't discriminate, as opposed to the Karban Pesach, which can only come from the tzoyin and needs to be a ben zacha. And finally, says the Mishnah, v'nacheles l'shnei yomim laila echad, the Karban Chagiga is eaten for a duration of 2 days and one night. My Tana, the Tana Chagiga. What was mentioned, what introduction was mentioned that led us into the discussion regarding Chagiga? Whoever mentioned Chagiga? Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, because in the first Mishnah, Tana hakavasei v'avasei l'dachi Shabbos, that the transporting, the harkava, transporting the Karban Pesach through the street, or havaasei, bringing it from outside the tchum, doesn't override Shabbos. So once we made reference to something which can't be done on Shabbos, we proceeded that Chagiga also is restricted by Shabbos. Ketani nami Chagiga l'dachi Shabbos. Or some have a gear to Amar Nami. So on account of that, the Mishnah went into the whole list of limitations. A Masai, Mavini, Mechagiga. When is Chagiga brought with the Pesach? Bezman Shubah B'Chayu. B'Tahara B'Mot. We have these three conditions met. Ravashi Shema Mina. We can conclude from this. Since we have so many restrictions on the Karban Chagiga, apparently, Chagiga is a Ba'asa Lav Chayvehi. It's not a Chayv. Tesis explains, it's not a Chayv in our Torah. Because otherwise, why would it be so limited? If it would be a chiv on a Torah, teisi b'Shabbos, it would come even on Shabbos. V'teisi b'Meruba, it would come even when there's an abundance of meat from the Karban Pesach. V'teisi b'Tumah, even when the Karban Pesach was brought b'Tumah, it will be brought as well. Apparently, it's only chiv d'Rabbanan, and is limited to only when all three conditions are met. Says the Gemara, okay, we understand why you can bring it on Shabbos. Because it's a chiv d'rabban, it's not a Shabbos. We understand why you can't bring a betumah. Ubemut miu my time asir. But why does it only come when there is little meat available from the Karban Pesach? Why is that a stipulation? Kedesani has learned in the Braisa. chagiga haba'im ha-pesach. The chagiga, which is brought together with the pesach, necheles tchila. That's eaten first, as the main dish. Kadei shehei pesach nechal ala soiva. So that the pesach will be eaten ala soiva when a person is somewhat full and satiated. In which case, the hunger pangs have already subsided. He's not famished. He'll approach the Korban Pesach with more dignity, which adds chashivas and prominence. The Korban Pesach, and Rashi actually later says that the same thing applies to other korbanos as well. You might eat it ala soiva, relaxed, laid back, as a sort of a dessert to the meal. So when the Korban Pesach has only a bit of meat, and is not sufficient to supply the entire needs of the Bnei Chabura, in which case they'll eat it when they'll be famished and hungry. So therefore you bring the Chagiga, which will be used as the main dish, and the Korban Pesach, which is small in volume, will provide the dessert, the Afikomen. Okay, time for a brief Chazara. We began with a reference to the Machlokes Blazer and Mishua. Blazer holds that any Machshira Mitzvah Adoich HaShabbos. So just as the mitzvah itself, the Korban Pesach, or as we learned, the Mila, is Adoich HaShabbos, anything which is a preparation for that mitzvah, even if that preparation could have been done before Shabbos. Bringing the knife through the street for the Mila, even forming the knife. Anything in preparation of these mitzvahs is Adoich HaShabbos. Whereas Rabbi Shua, and later on we see Rabbi Kiva also, held a no, only something which could not have been done before Shabbos can be done on Shabbos, but something avoidable does not allow the Chiyah of Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva was trying to hint to Rabbi Eliezer, you yourself taught me that Hazah on Shabbos is Asr, even to enable the Achil of the Korban Pesach. And the Gemara analyzed this term Hazah, what are we referring to? Hazah of Truma? No, we're speaking about Hazah of Pesach. Why, indeed, cannot not be done on Shabbos? And the reason is because it's not needed. The Gemara says that even a Tamemes can send his carbon. A Tamemes on the seventh day can send his carbon to the Azara. So, just because he can't eat it, that doesn't justify Hazah. Just bring the carbon in his state of Tum. The Gemara concluded, even though if you're not maza the eif apart, he won't be able to eat it. That's okay. Achilas psachim is not me'akev. What about the fact that you're doing the shechita for a person who can't eat? He could eat. He's prevented halachic from eating. That's not kosher lo'echov. And we concluded that the same concept that we find in our Gemara, we find by Mila, and the conclusion is the halachas like Rabbi Kiva, that only a malacha which could not have been done before Shabbos will be done on Shabbos. And concluded with the Korban Chagiga, which accompanies the Pesach, in order that the Achila of the Pesach should be Al HaSoiva, so first you eat the Chagiga, and then the Pesach in a dignified manner. And the Pesach is only brought when three conditions are met. When it's a weekday, Erev Pesach, when you bring in the Korban Pesach B'Tahara, and as we said, if the Korban Pesach doesn't satisfy the needs of the Mechabura, then you first bring the Chagiga, you have them eat the Chagiga, and then, after the main dish, you conclude with the Korban Pesach. Be well and much hatzlacha.